Welcome to the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast. The heat is on. The heat is on. The heat is on.
What's on the street? The heat is on. And our week talking about coaches continues today, NFL style. Earlier this week, I featured back-to-back stories about whether today's major college coaches are worthy of being paid millions of dollars. But today, it's time to put the same microscope onto the NFL's Elite 32 coaches. Unlike college football, recruiting is not a big part of the NFL. The coaches don't have to visit those households of five-star athletes and put on a song and dance about why that young man should be signing up. In the NFL, the head coach usually does provide significant input into drafting football talent coming out of colleges every year. However, the NFL draft only provides each team with a maximum of 7 picks every year. Most NFL teams will sign several undrafted free agents, as those free agents are immediately needed to bolster the returning roster. Now, unlike college football teams, which can carry more than 100 players, the NFL coaches are dealing with a highly paid 53-man active roster. Most NFL players are assigned to multi-year contracts with a variety of salaries and terms and conditions, usually based on that player's perceived importance to the team. That means that the quarterback generally earns the highest pay on most teams, although some defensive players do very well too. In addition to the players, the NFL's head coach must assemble and motivate a team of assistant coaches to help develop the player talent, evaluate their performance on the field, and design schemes for the upcoming opponents. The head coach's relationship with those assistant coaches is just as important as his ability to deal with the football players. Now, this is especially true when the team begins to lose and the finger pointing begins. Unlike in major college football, the talent pool for NFL teams is fairly consistent from one team to the other. Those players were all dominant at their position in college. The head football coach must be able to teach and nurture and motivate this group of highly talented, extremely well-paid grown men every week of the football season. When the team fails on the field, though, the team's ownership usually points a finger of blame at, yes, you guessed it, the head coach. A few weeks ago, Las Vegas Raiders head coach Josh McDaniels was fired after the team started 3-5 for this season. He was in his third year as the team's head coach. Now, the turnover rate for NFL head coaches is rather high. Every year, about 25% of NFL coaches will be fired at or before the end of the season. The owner, in an attempt to keep fan interest alive for the franchise, finds it much easier to blame and fire the head coach rather than to dismiss an entire team of underperforming players. I'd like to see that sometime. In an average year in the NFL, 8 of the 32 head coaches will lose their job. And by the way, the average turnover rate for all jobs across the United States is about 10% annually. We are now at the halfway point of this 2023 NFL season, so let's now review Swamp Swami's crystal ball and attempt to predict the 7 other candidates to join the Raiders coach, plus I'm going to give you a bonus conditional pick at the end, who might be heading to the old coach's unemployment line by the season's end. Now here's my top 7 plus 1 list. Number 1. Bill Belichick of the New England Patriots. They're 2-8 this year, and he's in his 24th year as a coach. Now, this is the 71-year-old Hall of Fame NFL coach with 6 Super Bowl rings as head coach of the Patriots. What should happen to him in New England? Coach Belichick should retire and get the proper respect for his years of excellence in this franchise. But if he doesn't leave soon on his own, Patriots team owner Robert Kraft may force him to step down after a very ugly season in New England. You know, after quarterback Tom Brady moved on to Tampa Bay beginning in 2020, Coach Belichick's record in New England has been on a rapid decline. This year will mark the 3rd out of 4 losing seasons for the Patriots. After several years of failed drafts and botched free agent signings, this is likely the swan song for Coach Belichick in New England. And note, I wouldn't be surprised if that same coach, Belichick, resurfaces with another team in the next year. If Tom Brady can do it, why can't his longtime coach?
Yes!
Our second coach on the hot seat, Brandon Staley of the Los Angeles Chargers. They're 4-5 this year, and he's in his 3rd year as the coach. Staley was fortunate that he wasn't fired after last season's playoff gag job by the Chargers. A former defensive coordinator, the Chargers' defense, though, has been the coach's downfall during his 3 years with the team. Quarterback Justin Herbert and the offense scores in bunches. No problem there. Unfortunately, the Chargers' defense gives up just as many. Unless the Chargers make the playoffs this season and win one playoff game, I believe Brandon Staley is host. Our third hot seat is with the Chicago Bears. His name is Matt Eberflus. Gesundheit. He's in year number two. The Bears are 3-7. Now, this Chicago Bears coach came to the Bears after a successful three-year run as a defensive coordinator with the Indianapolis Colts. He brought a rather unusual defensive mantra to the team. It's called HITS, hits, and he means it as hustle, intensity, the ball, and smart. Well, after this season collapses in the Windy City, the 53-year-old coach of the Bears is hoping it's too soon to fire him after just 2 years. As is the case around the NFL, the new head coach inherits a team filled with years of poor draft choices and free agent decisions made by the team's longtime upper management. And the Bears have been lousy for years before the arrival of this head coach. They'll probably remain bad for years after this guy is fired too. Our fourth head coach on the hot seat is Ron Rivera with the Washington Commandos, who are 4-8 this year in his fourth year with the team. Yes, I said Commandos. The coach of Washington's football team has suffered much of the same fate as the Bears' top man. When a franchise has years of mediocre drafts and makes poor decisions about free agents, the team's general manager and the other executives are probably the ones who should be dismissed. Unfortunately, that rarely happens, just like at your office. Ron Rivera can only do so much with mediocre talent. And after 4 years without a winning season, this coach is likely to get the boot at the end of the year. The 59-year-old Rivera, though, will land somewhere else very soon. He's a good coach. Another coach, number 5 on the hot seat, is Frank Reich with the Carolina Panthers. He's 1-8, but he's in his first year with the team. What's up with that? A veteran NFL quarterback turned coach in his first season at Carolina is already on the hot seat? When the Panthers team owner has a lot of money to burn, anything is possible. Frank Reich was fired after last season by Indianapolis, but he quickly signed a new deal with Carolina. The Panthers hired the former NFL quarterback to analyze and select the top quarterback available in this spring's college football draft. Carolina, under Reich's leadership, took Alabama quarterback Bryce Young with the first pick. The Houston Texans, picking second, selected Ohio State's C.J. Stroud. Bryce Young, though, has struggled in his first year at Carolina as a starter, while C.J. Stroud has led the Texans to a very surprising 5-4 record at the halfway mark. Who should get the blame in Carolina? You guessed it. It'll be the head coach. Coach number 6 on the hot seat, New Orleans Saints coach Dennis Allen, who's 5-5 right now in his second year. The former defensive coordinator for longtime Saints coach Sean Payton seems lost on the sidelines on most game days. Allen was the former head coach you might remember with the Oakland Raiders back when they actually were in Oakland in 2012 to 2014. Now in his second year as the head coach in New Orleans, the Saints went a very disappointing 7-10 last year. The Saints are 5-5 this season, but they're playing one of the weakest schedules in the entire NFL. Coach Dennis Allen looks clueless again in his sophomore season along the sidelines, and the Houdat Nation of Saints fans want him fired. Team management does appear to be giving Dennis Allen a chance to win or lose the putrid NFL South Division this year prior to making a coaching change. And our 7th pick for most likely to be canned, Matt LaFleur of the Green Bay Packers. The Pack is just 3-6 this year in LaFleur's 5th year as a coach. Coach Matt LaFleur went 8-9 in 2022, and he's sinking even faster this year. Future Hall of Fame quarterback Aaron Rodgers left the franchise for the New York Jets beginning this season, and his replacement, former first-round pick Jordan Love, has struggled in 2023, throwing 10 interceptions and has 4 fumbles during his first 10 games this season. Green Bay fans are not going to give him a lot of rope if the Packers' second half of this season looks like the first half did. And our bonus pick for the coach who could be canned at the end of this year, Mike McCarthy of the Dallas Cowboys, who are currently 7-3 in his 4th year as a coach. Now, hold on there, Swamp Swami. Aren't the Dallas Cowboys one of the best teams in the NFL this year? Yes, but Big D's coach is Mike McCarthy, and he's a longtime head coach in Green Bay, you might remember, 13 seasons, where he led the team to a Super Bowl victory in the 2010 season. His relationship with quarterback Aaron Rodgers, like many, was rocky, so the coach was tossed overboard after a 4-7-1 season in 2018. He was out of the coaching game for a year, but then hired by the biggest micromanaging owner in the entire NFL, Jerry Jones. Jerry Jones expects Mike McCarthy to do nothing less than take Dallas to the Super Bowl, something which has eluded the Cowboys every year since 1995. Though McCarthy's coaching record during the regular season has been superb, his playoff teams, though, have a reputation for being outcoached in the early rounds. A failure to get the Dallas Cowboys all the way to the NFC Championship game this season might spell curtains for Mike McCarthy, regardless of how good his regular season record is. Of course, now all of these coaches will be just fine, financially speaking, when and if they're dismissed. You might remember former Houston Oilers coach Bum Phillips articulated this issue in his own special way, saying, "There's only two kinds of coaches, them that's fired, them that's gonna be fired." I'm Swamp Swami.